Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Mono recording channel, is that all I want? Yeah, I guess so. All right, so welcome to our pre-show for Thursday the 30th, right? Yeah. And Friday's the 31st, so yeah, the 1st is on Saturday. It's going to be June. It better goddamn warm up. I notice in town, when I leave the beach and I go like to Westlake Village, or I go into the more of the interior of you know, Southern California, because I live here on the coast, and then I go up to the 101, and they go down, and then I'm, you know, whatever. It's warmer. I was there today, and I got out of my car, and I went, oh, wow, I don't even have a jacket on. Wow, because it fucking freezes here at night, man. It's still kind of cold here. Look at this. I'm wearing this silly-ass thing. All of that, I say, to simply say, it's great to be alive. I was up until, oh, look at this, man. This is the quarterback challenge. Jim Harbaugh, Cade McNown, Jake Plummer. Are you laughing or what, man? This is an old challenge of the superstars thing on the NFL Network when Harbaugh was a quarterback. This is a fucking riot. Cade McNown. I didn't know he was that old. When is this from? There's Harbaugh there. No, that's not Harbaugh. It's number 16 wearing, that's Plummer. That's Jake Plummer. Why do I think of those guys as being younger than Harbaugh? Way, way younger than Harbaugh. Because Harbaugh's in this quarterback challenge thing. I'll show you what I mean. So there's whatever that is. This is their, you know, whatever the fuck, quarterback. There's Harbaugh, a young Harbaugh. Now, wait, do you suppose that that's just him fucking around as a dad kind of thing? Or, you know, like it's not for real? Who cares? All right. You know. We have got to get a goddamn... What I got to do is... I don't want to tear out the carpeting in here necessarily, but I do want to put in the laminate floors and then put in rugs so we can absorb some sound, because I got to get rid of this carpeting. This carpeting is, even without Brea having been here, rest her soul, it was a mess because, you know, there's coffee, God knows food, all kinds of shit spilled on this thing. And then when Brea got here, then came the era of cat shit. And that was nasty. Fuck. So last night I was up till 5 o'clock on the fucking phone with a friend of mine. I look at the thing. I go, I got to get off the phone. It's two nights in a row. I've stayed up all night. I woke up at noon. I went to sleep. I woke up at about noon because, you know, your body clock won't let you sleep past a certain time. You just, because you're, wait a minute. And I felt like fucking dog shit the whole day. Man, I went into town. I got my mail. That was all I was good for today. I came home, crawled right back into fucking bed. Thunder's all, what the fuck is, this is it, man? You're going to, so, you know, come on, man. Where's the laser? Where's the fucking playtime with the cat thing? I think I want a kangaroo. I'm looking at these kangaroo. I think I want a kangaroo, but I know I don't because they're wild animals, and I would never do that to an animal that's wild. But they would be bitching to have, you know. If you had a big enough piece of property, like square miles of property, which you could conceivably have wild animals on, that would be fun. But yeah, animals migrate, man. They don't stay in one fucking place. Do you know that at the La Brea Tar Pits here in Los Angeles, there are camel bones? Camel. Like in the Middle East, camel. And you know that we have elephant. We have mastodon. The camel originated in North America. According to the people that know, according to zoologists and the archaeologists, whoever, the people that study the migration of extinct and prehistoric species, tell us that the camel originated in North America and migrated across the land bridge between Russia and Alaska, and it's a long goddamn way, and wound up in the Middle East. And developed through thousands and millions of years, the hump and all the things that helped that animal stay hydrated in these arid conditions. You imagine the migration that it took, and following the food. I mean, no camel went, hey, let's go to Africa. You know, they're just following where the food is. The food ran out here. The predators were too many. We had saber-toothed tigers here. Go to the La Brea Tar Pits in L.A. It's funny. It's right off of Wilshire. And you can look down and see the bones of these animals that lived here in the L.A. area that called L.A. home. That, you know, there's, I'm a mastodon. Where'd you live? I lived in L.A., you know. But anyway. But the one that blew my mind was the camel. And then, of course, the elephant also migrated from, well, now that part I don't know. I don't know if the elephant migrated from there to here. It went there, but it's all very interesting to me. This kind of shit. Troy Aikman is here on this football thing. I know. I saw Harbaugh play. I was in Minnesota. I was in Atlanta. I was in one or two. I think it was in Atlanta in a sports bar in Atlanta getting fucking hammered one day watching football and watching Jim Harbaugh quarterbacking the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, I saw him wearing his big high-top fucking shoes, rolling, scrambling out of the pocket because they were about to kill him. And I remember him being a bit of a phenom. I wouldn't say that he was... I think at one time, coming out of college, people had high hopes for him. They thought, yeah, this kid, Jim Harbaugh from wherever the fuck. But he was never a Troy Aikman or any of those guys. There's Donovan McNabb. So now I'm really, like, confused. All these guys I always assumed were younger than... When did Harbaugh take over as coach of the 49ers? Right, not too long after he retired, maybe? McNabb hasn't hit that fucking... Well, that's a good pass. Boom! Not bad, man. We're going to get to it here. I'm just looking at this. I find this...
I like that. I think this is interesting, you know.
There's Tony Banks. Remember Tony? 1999. Okay, so now I got the ballpark. 20 years ago. This is the 99 season, just after the 99 season. Okay. I got to believe Harbaugh retired after this. Tony Banks, quarterback the Rams, didn't he? He was another, kind of a iffy quarterback. He just never lived up to the potential. What is he wearing there? Is it Ravens? Now there's Harbaugh. And that's the Chargers. Oh, we gotta watch Harbaugh, man. I'm just fascinated from the historical standpoint. What is this shit, man? Quarterback challenge or something? Pardon the boom. Pardon the boom, boom, boom. 99, he completed 57% of his passes. Not bad, you know, you're above 50%. Look at that, he sets up. That's what he never got. Jim Harbaugh never had time to set up. Not a good eye there, coach. That's good. That's when I always remember seeing Harbaugh. Rolling out to his right, trying to find a receiver. That's a great drill. So that's the Chargers. The Chargers in those days, they had Stan Humphries in the Super Bowl of 95. They couldn't possibly have had Humphries. Didn't they have Stan Humphries in 95? Who quarterbacked them in the Super Bowl? By 99, the Chargers were looking for help in all the wrong places. Okay. Yeah, you know, I'm going to coach the 49ers, and then I'm going to fuck up and trade Alex Smith and keep Colin Kaepernick. And I mean, he's a great court, but you know, and then I'll just go off to Michigan. All right. So let me get my thing back here. I'll get my thing back here, man. Here we go. So welcome back here to the world famous Phil Henry Show pre-show here for the 30th of May, 2019. Thank you for the great feedback on yesterday's show. Rory, you hit it out of the park. Everybody loved your scripts. Rory gave me a couple of improv scripts. Both of them we did in the show yesterday, and they were both really funny. One was Larry Grover and... I'm spacing, man. I know I'll remember, but I just... And then the other was Jay Santos and some other thing. So, you know, that's typical of me. I don't remember... I used to get off the air, and people would say, what did you do tonight? I go, I don't remember. I'm telling you, I would get off the air. I remember when I first started working at KFI, I'd go downstairs, have a cigarette, and there were these two women that were working after hours on the phones doing marketing. One was this big, tall redhead, and she always asked me, so what'd you do on the show last night? And I'd always say to her, you know what, I don't know. Or she'd say, what did you do on the show tonight? Because I just done my show, and I'm relaxing after the show, and she's leaving. So what'd you do on the show tonight? I don't know. And it might have been really funny. It might have been a really great show. We might have had fantastic calls, but I just didn't fucking. You can ask Jonah Weiland. Jonah's and I are Facebook friends. He weighs in occasionally. Is that right? Yeah. And he weighs in on Instagram. If you ever see the name Jonah Weiland, ask him. How come Henry didn't remember any of the goddamn shows he did? All right, man. Another guy that's on Facebook that comments there a lot is Mike Crozier. He was my engineer. He's now a newsman. I think he's air talent. Very talented guy. Both those guys, super talented. I was lucky to have both of them. All right, now, it's time to figure out what we're going to do on tonight's show. And you know what we do? First, what I'll do is let me log on first to the website. We go over to May 30th, 2018. I like doing that. It's just a easier way of living life. And picking the encore shows. And I really think that, and I may be by myself in this, but I think our current podcast show, which we've been doing since 2014, I like it. I think it's funny. I think there's a lot of funny things to it. So I like to keep it fresh in the minds of some of the stuff we did. Let me see here. I didn't log in yet. Got to log in. Man, oh fucking man, I'm telling you. Up till 4:30, 5 o'clock, and I finally said, I got to get off the phone. Oh, really? Why? Because it's fucking 5:30. But I was talking to this girl who is very hot and is a friend of mine, and we went out a couple times, and then my life went to shit, but we reconnected, and you know, we had a really good visit and really good talk, and okay, here we go. Okay, cool, baby. Now, what we'll do is go over here to our network computer is what we call it. This is our network computer. And, or I should say that's our network input, because we only have really one computer that serves a variety of things, you know. Now, what we got here is a failure. Okay, let's go to archives. And we'll go to 2018. We're looking for May 30th. And you can do this at home if you're a subscriber to the Phil Henry Web, which I'm assuming you are. May 2018. It's always interesting to see what were we doing 1 year ago. And I'm fatter. Looking at this, I'm definitely fatter. Here's Wednesday. Phil feels like absolute shit after eating a mixed bag of Snickers. So he's going to rest the encore show today as Jay Santos hosting. What? I thought I saw that already. Isn't tomorrow the 30th? Pretty sure it is. I have no way of telling the date. Well, yeah, I do. Tomorrow's the 30th. I thought I already saw that show log. I saw that show log. Pete Bone, look at that.
Hey, look, Phil, you know, this is Tom Dovka, Phil, and...
So today's show should have, the 29th. So tomorrow is the 30th. All right. That having been said, let me do this. Let's go back to 2017 then. That's how I do it. And pray to fucking God we got a, there's a, an available show. May 30th of 2017. What was going on May 30th, 2017? Well, we were getting ready for Maria's surgery. She was about to have her hips replaced. Yeah. Remember that? That was going to be in June. She was going to graduate from Pepperdine, which she did do. And then June 20th, she had her surgery. And I remember I was on the phone at the hospital checking in with all of her friends. Why do I have June? I don't want June. I want May. Checking in with everybody that was on this little, thread of people. Catherine was one, a bunch of people, and I was saying, okay, Maria's just a Phil only today. Phil talks about normal, abnormal cats and Bakersfield hockey. Are you shitting me? Are you bullshitting me? Okay, 2016. And that's a Monday, and if we don't find anything, we're going to be in big fucking trouble. Are you bullshitting me? And here's May 2016. That should be a Monday, unless we grabbed a leap year in there someplace. No, we're Memorial Day, and Phil by himself talks shop with the audience and how the show has evolved up to this point includes highly personal observations and memories. Well, we might be overselling it. Jesus.
What the fuck is this?
I'm waiting to see this. This ought to be good. Let me see, man.
Of bringing to life the actual thinking and the actual
boy,
thing.
What a fat fuck I was then. Look at that. Look at the fat face of that guy.
Seriously rendered, though, and it was an attempt to illustrate something having to do with Saddam Hussein and perhaps, you know, and his government and the Ba'ath Party. I don't know. It was during the buildup to the Gulf War, which was called, it was.
So what the fuck, Phil?
The other reason, radio. And if you want to include broadcast, it would be a pod broad.
Okay, the show.
You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
If I'm posting 1 to 4 on the West Coast, it's showing up 4 to 7.
Uh-huh. What about it, man? No one gives a shit.
If I'm posting 1 to...
What am I...
See what I'm saying? I don't know if I want to do that. Well, then you have to do it by yourself. All right. I could pretend I'm those other people.
So when are you...
So I did that, and that seemed to be not enough at a time when we had a thing called talk radio.
Oh, this is boring. I don't want to do this. This sucks
what?
Ass.
What?
This sucks fucking ass.
Really suck people in. There's that...
Because I've already done it, man. To do a show like that, I might as well keep it current and do it again. You know? And I don't have really any inspiration for that right now. So let me go back here. So now we've hit a wall. If I go back one more year, it's going to be a Sunday. And the year is 2015. 14 will be a Saturday. And 2013, I was still on the air doing a radio show. Let's try it. So that'll be interesting. 2013. By my reckoning, that should be a Friday, the date of May 30th.
You see?
So here's May 2013. I hadn't even ended my talk radio network show, TRN show. Oh, look at this. See, there's no video. The peg leg. Well, the 30th was a Thursday, but there was no video. So I can create a video. Wait a minute. Okay. Don Berman attempt to illuminate the proceedings with a mixed bag of success. Now, I wonder how long this is. Probably going to be a 3-hour fucking show. I don't even know if we want to do an entire 3-hour show. I don't usually, you know. I usually just download 1 hour. So there's Don Berman illuminate the proceedings with a mixed bag. Nonetheless, Bud and Margaret pick up the slack with a few more asinine discussions. Margaret, for instance, vows revenge even as yet undiscovered extraterrestrials, as they might be responsible for an interplanetary incident involving... What the holy fuck? What the holy fuck? What the holy... Here's the download of the first hour, okay? So this would be 1 hour. And see, this, you know, is this nuts or what, folks? So that's 1 hour. Hour one, I should say. It's about to pop up on in your ear. Now... And look at this. This thing is 41 minutes.
The shores, El Pacifico.
41
Phil
minutes.
Hendry.
It is the world famous Phil Hendry show. Truth is our bitch.
Yeah, they bonded me out.
Who did? By the
they
way?
Bonded me
what
out.
What difference does it make?
I'm wondering if your wife did.
I don't recall her being there. No, it was my brother.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
When I got home.
They bonded me out.
Tiffany and I went through an exercise that we go through, which is for her to express her disappointment in me.
Forgive
and
him.
I stand there and I basically cover up my genitals. That's the only area she's not allowed to go for. The house.
Well, I'm...
All right, thank you very much, Dr. Sadler.
All right, so you're disappointed in this interview, too?
Covers his genitals.
Well, that's I'm very happy for him.
41 minutes and 16 seconds. So what I'll do is then go here and start thus and so. See? Dig? If I go to 41, let me see this.
There was video. Why did I think there wasn't video? For those of you who are watching Phil TV in HD, for those of you that have been with us throughout subscribers to philhenryshow.com.
Yeah, sure.
The audio tonight.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Is live over on philhenryradio.com.
Yeah.
Now, what's the difference? First of all, you guys
thank
are fully
God we're not doing this
on
pre-show.
The Phil Henry Show site.
Thank Christ we're not
have
doing this.
Have to talk about a Whopper getting lifted to your lips, you know.
Well, look at how you're saying that. You're going to Whopper being lifted to your lips. So, in other words, you're getting kicks out of
got it. It may be a digital show.
Whatever, Phil.
1 o'clock on the West.
There we go. This should be the beginning. And I'm going to set my goddamn it. I don't have my goddamn timer.
Yay.
What the fuck is this?
30 seconds.
Right on.
Oh, that's Dan. Dan Northcraft.
What's this chick talking about?
Good old Dan.
Man, I don't know. She in Hong Kong. Every time they're in Hong Kong, there's got to be some financial shit going on. Must have been doing the show late. That was the old late night. All right, hold on. Because I got to do a promo. So it's going to be all fucked up.
Look at that, and man. Today.
Oh, you know what? What the fuck here is this? All right, so he just said, here we go, right? So I got to. What's this chick talking about?
Christy Lou Stout, Hong Kong. Every time they're in Hong Kong, there's got to be some financial shit going on.
She in Hong Kong. What kind of shirt is that? What am I wearing there? I don't recognize that shirt at all.
And today.
Oh, you know what? It's 41 minutes.
Here we go.
All right, there we go. Good. Boom. Great. Hey. All right.
So we're queued up. And the only thing we have to do is our...
Hold on for a minute, man. I want to make sure my goddamn audacity's going, or I'm going to fucking blow my brains out of my skull if it isn't. Hey, yeah, there we are. Okay, good. Groovy. Okay, now. Do this. Where is my thing? Pluto TV.
I got it.